keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
To Colonel Bonespurs and his nonsense.
Yeah, we'll be back in a second here. We're going live.
All right.
And welcome back. We have the amazing Greg Ford. You know, Greg, we do shows sometimes now, multiple times a week, and even lots of videos. People, I hope they're not getting tired. We get tons of hits. And people, when we put out a video, the hits go like crazy because people say, I could follow these guys. They didn't even have commercials. They just went and talked. Now, sometimes they'll say, he talked over Greg. But let me tell you, I talked because I'm going to connect dots or say something important. You have lots of chance to come back and continue your talk either during the show or after. What people need to realize, you are seriously brilliant. You're up in the same group I call class as Deagle. You are what I call a super genius, okay? And also some of the people that, I don't know why I use this term, some of these people you call the witches. I would like to call them the angels. Susan Lindauer, Barbara Honegger, even though she says she's not a Christian yet, she's very spiritual. People like General Janice Karpinski, and other, you know, people that are whistleblowers like John W. Spring, who really has professed to be a Christian. People need to understand these people are showing up because there's various levels. Everybody in the end of the age, which we're at now, is going to have a word of knowledge, a dream or vision, whatever, that's going to come from God. And everybody's got in their soul, the Urim and Thummim stones will tell you if this is true or not. I beg people, do not believe that what we're saying is true right off without praying on it, number one. And number two, do not ever worship me or any of my guests. We're just brothers and sisters like you that have been given a special calling or knowledge, and we're trying to impart it to you like spiritual and intellectual and geopolitical manna to save your body from physical problems like health and save you from geopolitical lies and realize that the masters of darkness are also the masters of light. Satan said he can transform himself to an angel of light. We talked about this in the last hour with our expert, Gary Richard Arnold. And people get deceived by the fact that the devil does more good in the world than anybody else individually, but also more evil. People don't get that, do they? The greatest evildoers are the greatest good doers. That's scary, isn't it?
Well, it's balanced. And that's one thing that the laws of natural physics, yin and yang and the wa, always try to address, is that there has to be a balance. You know, as a Libra, okay, we always try to get everything balanced out, okay? Tip the scales one way or the other, we can feel the difference.
Even the process of hoodwinking, which means they got to tell you whether it's the Georgia Guidestones or the World Watch Institute documents every year, which, by the way, they're coming out now this month, or the United Nations documents from 2016 when the Pope and 70 world leaders met with Barack Obama, whose name, by the way, in Kenyan says, lightning fallen from heaven, i.e. Lucifer. If you don't think, if you think a Barack Obama is out of politics, you're a delusional idiot. He's behind, he's manipulating, that's why he's trying to destroy Trump. And Trump, by the way, is not a Christian yet. He's a high-level do-gooder, Scottish Rite Mason. He's done more good to the economy and to international trade than anybody in the last half century. But the man is not free of doing evil either, is he? And the problem is we have to actually face that music. A lot of Christians are deceived when he criticizes this Christianity Today document that says he's evil. Well, no. He's very good. And he's very evil. When he pushes 5G network, with Mick Mulvaney doing a dance in the White House, when he pushes genetically modified food, when he doesn't deal with the fact that drug cartels are run by SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA that runs organ trade and human trade, when he doesn't tell you that half the contracts for people in Afghanistan are to the Taliban. Actually, not only do the terrorism, they kill Americans. In fact, this year has peaked, 2019, and how many Americans were killed by Taliban because they crossed the Taliban in ways the Taliban didn't like, and they just killed them. But they get half the contract to take care of contractors and other people so they won't kill them as they're traveling along the Taliban-controlled territory. And, of course, we share the profits with them when they sell illegal drugs, which is why the amount of dry land opium production in Afghanistan has gone up 4,400%, plus the illegal sale of tellurium and also lithium for batteries and high technology. The Taliban are laughing their way all the way to the bank, and they wonder, what kind of idiots are we? Well, it's the same kind of idiots where Trump backs off on the policies to deal with North Korea. He didn't come down on China or Russia really hard. That's why they're still getting all these Chinese banks and so on doing all kinds of things, laundering money like crazy. If we want to, we'd actually shut down the damn banks. We know where they are. We have their GPS coordinates. So I want people to start grasping. Evil doesn't abound because there are good men do nothing. Evil abounds because good men know that the evildoers do good and evil. And they're deceived by it. And that includes Donald J. Trump. Now, Hillary Clinton's worse. She's going to actually join, I call Liarwatha. Do you like that new term I gave to Elizabeth Warren? Instead of Hiawatha, I call Liarwatha. Pretty good, hey? So, give us your analysis of the latest news items, because I want people to take a kind of like a sideways perspective and realize, if you think you really understood things, listen to the show. And they say, well, I wish Dr. Diggle would shut up and let his guests speak. I want my guests to speak. If you don't have enough time now, we'll do it after the show. But you need to know, if you disagree with me, please, I beg you, call into the show live, or if you don't want to call because you're gutless, email me your question, I'll read it. But if you think you know more than me, let's put our intellectual sabers against each other and see who's going to come out of it alive and not chopped to bits with a death of 1,000 intellectual cuts. And if you think I'm nice, you're a moron. I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. That seems to be hard for people. Well, I thought you wanted me to like you. No, I don't. I want you to respect me because I'm here to save your hide physically and your spiritual and geopolitical hide, because most people on Earth are playing with their mental blocks. They're playing with cognitive dissonance. They're suicidally self-destructive, and they believe things that are going to kill them physically, geopolitically, or spiritually, and they believe lies, don't they? They're part of what they call the liocracy. Instead of democracy or a social public, I call it the liocracy. What do you think of that, too?
Very campy.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Campy, sometimes I get through to people with humor than when I can't get through them with logic. Please put your comments in now. Go ahead.
Well, as I'd like to say, and I'd like to say thank you, by the way, for having me on your show. It's always great to be here. As I think your guests can tell, is that, you know, I had to spend the last year and a half learning how to speak. Okay. I was in a coma. And first part of last year, when I came to, I couldn't speak. I couldn't speak English, and I couldn't walk. Okay, so it's been a rather traumatic year, 2018, 2019, very traumatic. Okay, and so when I get onto your show, I'm constantly challenged, and I do. But
you know, I can upgrade your mental and physical and neurological health. You know that, right? I'll just give you a short thing without getting into personal stuff with you. If someone has had a post-rendition brain damage, they've damaged their hippocampus, their motor control nuclei in the tectum in the midbrain, and the subthalamic nuclei called the putamen and caudate nuclei. I know how to test for vascular persistence of vascular problems in the area, including the circle of Willis. I can measure myelination patterns across with a T1 weighted MRI scan. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram looking at cortical activity in different areas of not only voltages but also frequency matching. And I can do advanced organic acids and metabolites, etc., that can actually tell me with a functional MRI scan, I can actually tell you what's going on. And then I can also do a thing called a quantum scan. I have a biophilia too, and I can actually do a quantum scan on anybody anywhere on Earth remotely. Okay? Now, this sounds airy fairy, but I always like to validate with physical studies like MRI, CT scan, blood tests, organic acids, metabolites, and gene analysis like 23andMe and Prometheus. So if you went through the full consult process with me, which would take probably a couple months, I could tell you exactly what's going on, way beyond your neurologist, way beyond your neuropsychologist, way beyond your physiatrist or psychiatrist. I can tell you precisely what's wrong, which metabolic pathways or nuclei have been affected in your brain, and fix it. Did you know that?
I certainly do now.
You need to understand, I have been persecuted from the moment I went into medical school to now. That's why I now joined a native board, and I'm also going to be joining a naturopathic board for naturopathic doctors. I don't want to be a drug salesman. I personally say if somebody thinks that the drugs are helpful, and they are about 5 to 10% of the time for certain things, go see a drug salesman doctor. 12 procedures. They don't understand intermediate metabolism, pathology, toxicology, or anything else. They're blithering idiots, to be honest with you. And many of them are greedy or they're gutless because they don't want to come against the standard system, because if they practice other than what's called standard of care, they're going to lose a damn license. That's what's happening, a Damocles sword over their head. So if you think that Dr. Deagle wants to work in the regular system after 50 years almost, you're an idiot. I'm not. I want to create a new system, which is integrative care, that involves everything from chiropractors to nurses to quantum physical therapists to deep massage therapy treatment to epigenetic frequency therapy to right advanced biochange nutraceuticals that actually are bioactivated and biopersistent like the ones I have, which are not like anybody else's. Everything in them is bioactivated to jump the gene defects, and everyone's biopersistent, like our new Superfolate TR, which I'm launching in a few weeks. So I can help you. And I know you're stressed when you come on my show because you're a brilliant guy, but you're suffering because you had neurological damage, probably to the motor control and subthalamic nuclei and your hippocampus for memory. But you are a genius IQ. I know your brain is like held inside a mental cage where you want to get out and talk, but you realize, oh man, I got to try to keep up with this Deagle. He's a hyper son of a bitch. Okay? And to be honest with you, people want me to shut up because they think, well, your co-hosts are having a hell of a time, you know, Deborah DeVaris, whatever. I only speak when I'm going to validate what they say and when I'm going to provide connecting the dots, because if you don't connect the dots, what the hell good is it? Do you think I'm here to entertain you people out there? You're an idiot. I'm not. I'm here to save your hide. Don't want you to have a stroke. I don't want you to die with a heart attack. I don't want you to have cancer. I don't want you to also die of spiritual stupidity or geopolitical stupidity thinking Donald Trump's the best thing since sliced bread. I support Donald Trump, but I'm trying hard to get through to the knucklehead, and I'm having a hell of a time. Even Dr. Bart Goldman, who knows him personally in Ivanka, and I haven't got through in now months, trying to get him to talk directly to Trump. Now, if I can talk directly to the man, he'll know he'll meet his maker, okay? He will have his match. Deagle will be like King, King David's, the council of the high priest. I'm the high priest he needs to talk to because he doesn't have spiritual wisdom. You can see that with Trump. He operates the presidency like he's a game show host, and he's one of the most social geniuses you'll ever meet. This guy can know hundreds of names and know what they do and everything else about them. That doesn't mean he's going to solve it. The man is perfect to be a repository of good and evil, i.e. Luciferic Satanism. He's an angel of light. That's what the man is right now, and I want to convert him. I want to make sure that he's not like Peter says, get behind me, Satan, when Jesus confronted him. I want to become a serious believer, like after King David repented of killing Uriah to get his wife, Bathsheba. You got to understand where Trump's coming from. He's exactly like King David, isn't he?
Well, I'll go along with what you say. All right.
Well, anyway, so the next thing I want you to do is I want you to pop out the issues that you think are most here, because I think we have a number of gray and black swan events. Now, I went over the ones that Mike Adams had.
Right.
And 8 of the 10 were ones that are extremely unlikely for a lot of reasons. For example, the chances, I heard one idiot here, I just was looking, I think, because I get Coast to Coast Radio, of these so-called psychics saying Trump's going to get sick in March. No. We're going to be dealing with Trump. Now, Trump is actually, as I say, he's more likely to be impeached by his Diet Coke in his right hand than by Elizabeth Warren or Nancy Pelosi or the Adam Schiff with the last two letters changed from FF to TT, because that's what he's full of. But, you know, Trump's got some of my anti-aging doctor colleagues. This guy is, like, hypermanic, and he's in his 70s, and he's got, like, a 10 or 12-year-old kid. This guy is not easy to slow down. I mean, when you compare him physiologically to other people his age, he's way at the top of the curve, and he's got some of my anti-aging colleagues helping him. So even though he likes a Big Mac once in a while, he's probably also wolfing down supplements. So you got to understand Trump's is a problem, not necessarily a solution, until we get through to the man and get him to understand what's really going on. Right?
Yes. And
so when we come back, I want to hear your analysis of where the gray and black swans are, because we got lots of them cooking. The swans are out, aren't they? 2020, a new decade, a new year. As they say, Lucifer saying, I'm going to get you, Americans. I'm going to deceive you with good, and then I'm going to crush you with evil. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Put the bridle on the tongue, just like Deagle. Put your bridle on your tongue. And we're coming back with the amazing Greg Fort. Greg, we were talking about heritage. What people should understand is that human beings have been around a lot longer than even Adam and Eve, 7,000 years. Human beings also, across the Great Pond, have a lot of genetic interaction between the Cherokee and Scots and Irish. And for example, if you look at Western tribes that arrived in, say, British Columbia, they're basically genetically are very closely related to the people from the Philippines and from Oceania and these other areas that are really distant across the Pacific Ocean. And on the East Coast, the Mi'kmaq Indians and the Cherokee have genetic heritage that actually comes right from the Celtic peoples and the peoples from Northern Europe that were actually cast off by the Medo-Persians 2,800 years ago. People need to start grasping this, that there's a lot more genetic interactivity and cooperation. That's why when you even look at people that have Hispanic heritage, a percentage of them have genes right from the Mayans, even though they're little tiny people, we call little people. But then they often have other gene combinations from other groups, like with the light skin colored Spanish, or whatever. What people should start grasping here is that all around the world, the thing that distinguishes in North America and the United States in particular, in Canada, is exceptionalism. And it means genes where you're going to leave 20 miles away from where your home is, you're going to go to a distant part of the world to get away from tyranny, and you're going to be brave enough to actually try to survive the elements and create a new world and invent it. We are the inventive, genetically predisposed to inventing the whole new culture of survival. So it's most likely the people from these countries that are inventive, i.e. America, are going to be the first to go into deep space, recolonize Mars, which is what Trump did 2 weeks ago when he authorized Space Force. That is not just a space force. This is a pile of garbage. They're finally taking out of the we call the black, the space program, which Obama finally killed. The fact is, Obama killed a space program. They didn't want you to know that I've been on the moon 5 years before the Eagle landed on the moon. And so when I hear these morons and say, we never went to the moon, and what about the movie with the guy that made Eyes Wide Shut, I said, they did that to be disinformed, to make sure you knuckleheads out there would believe in a flat Earth or the fact we never went to the moon. It's all just a big game. No, you're a moron. There's more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach. So if you don't believe that, and if you look at the Drake equation and so on, and people are involved with SETI, there in the calculations by people with just even a simple Drake equation, there would have been 100 million civilizations at or above our level in the last billion years, just in our own little small spiral galaxy, let alone all the other galaxies in the known proximal universe. So if you think that we're the most advanced being in the universe, you're a blithering idiot. Okay? And you have to understand also that means we're also in danger, because if other creatures are more intelligent, they're going to be able to succeed in doing things to us that we're not going to perceive because we don't believe in space chess. Right? And you have to understand that a lot of things that are being done aren't done just for good and evil. For example, the entire human race was genetically upgraded, so the only one who was perfect in his generations when the flood of Noah came was Noah and his sons and their three wives. Everybody else was genetically modified. It's in the Bible. It's in ancient Hebrew. It tells about genetic modification, okay? People think, oh, that can't happen again. I said, it's happening now. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We're there, people. This is not a theory anymore, and you don't want to believe Deagle? Challenge me. I beg you. You know, I haven't had a good baking challenge in 9.5 years. No one wants to come into my cage match. It makes me very frustrated. And I want to ask people, including yourself, who's a genius, and I know you're suffering from some recovery, to ask three questions. A health question, just like I did to the last hour. A geopolitical question. You've never heard an answer even from your witches. Very smart ladies. And a spiritual question that you've never heard from anybody else. I want you to ask three questions, and I want to connect the dots to what's going on to the gray and black swan events, which are about to clomp us, because this year is the year of the apocalypse, which means the unveiling. It's not just going to unveil you as a prophet and apostle, because you are, People need to know that. And so these ladies, by the way, they have an apostolic calling. It's also going to unveil Dr. Deagle as a lamed. I'm one of the guys that's like the chief. People bring these people together and giving them a platform to get the truth out there. Because, yes, you write good books, but people read it like it's entertainment. Like, oh, this is so weird. I don't believe this really happened, did it? Because if they actually believed everything in your book, our society would be having grand juries and indictments and prison and even executions. Nothing's happening. Have you seen anybody in an orange jumpsuit lately? Not. Okay? So I want you to ask three questions, health, geopolitical, and spiritual, and I'm going to open up this year a can of worms. Every show we do, you got to have three questions. A health question you've never heard before, a geopolitical question, and a spiritual question. Go ahead.
Okay, how about informing your listeners about what I was informed of this morning? All right.
Which is?
That'd be a good start. First of all.
Yeah, I know that's a scary thing you just said, so go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Okay, because I did have I have several calls today, and they cover everything from Elizabeth Warren taking on, of all people, Hillary Clinton. Onto her campaign as an advisor.
You know, I changed her name, Hillary's name. Years ago, I changed her name to Hitlery Rotten Clinton. And, of course, her family were the Rodhams, which are wizards, and they cursed her when she was just a little girl so she could be indwelt by a transdimensional demonic Draco reptilian entity with a blood ceremony with a little boy strapped over an obsidian rock, and he did the eyes wide shut thing with the prayers backwards in Latin and then cut his heart out and made her drink the blood and eat part of the heart. If you don't think that's damned evil, let me tell you, you don't understand how worlds run, people. You don't. If you think that the high-level agencies, the SA, the Special Activity Division of the CIA and the CIA and NSA and MI5 and MI6, what was that British guy's name that was one of the senior MI agents a century ago?
Senior MI?
Yeah. And he had a little place in Italy. Where he'd have people recruited and trained up. British agent. See if you can dig up in your deep memory vials. I don't want to help you. Go ahead and ask your question. Health issue, geopolitical, and spiritual. Go ahead.
Do you have a time period?
Any time period. Any question. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see. First of all, the Elizabeth Warren campaign has
I want to take those three questions first. A health question. A geopolitical question and health question. It could be a short one, a long one, whatever you want. Something you haven't heard the answer from yet, but you want to have the answer for yourself or friends or whatever.
Okay. You want to ask me a question?
No, I want you to ask me a question that you wouldn't ask any rational person unless you knew the person you're asking had God on speed dial, which I do.
Okay, let me see. In my case, of course. Why do I have half of my body completely numb and barely under control?
Because cortical damage to some areas of the limbic system and the temporal sensory cortex, which I can identify in imaging studies and so on, and I can repair it.
Okay.
And you got to understand, I'm a medical empath, which means when I talk to people on the phone or radio or whatever, I get words of knowledge from God. Now, you know Edgar Casey, who actually did work with the presidents? My gift goes way beyond Edgar Casey. Okay? I can actually act as a proxy and do a quantum scan remotely on anybody anywhere in the world, and their test will come with my computer in pictures and images. People say, no, that's not possible. No. I said, well, I do it. I did the first for Tim Alexander about 5.5 years ago, was when I co-hosted at the time. He was not listening to me when I tell people. Now, if I tell you something and you're a co-host and you don't listen, like Tex Mars when I tried to help him with his heart problems, you suffer and you die. And I don't want to have that happen. It makes me grieve. I grieve when my buddy Tex died. He died of heart failure because I could have cured him. Did you know that? So I want people to take me seriously, damn it. Whether it's diabetes or heart disease or peripheral neuropathy or cancer or bowel obstructions, you need to know I have more answers than any other collective of doctors on the planet, and I have ways of validating with concrete imaging studies, genetics and epigenetics and toxicology. It's not like, oh, how do you know that, Deagle? I said, my brain is operating even at night like a supercomputer. I am not a normal person. You have to understand that, people. And I'm not here to kind of make you kind of understand that. I want people to know this is real serious, that people need to understand that we're, this year, 2020, is the first year of, again, somebody's calling me from my phone and I can't talk to him now. He's actually one of the guys from the network. I want people to understand that we're at the point now in history where this is the end of the human age. If Trump screws up and he still allows 5G network, which now the first company out of six is going to put satellites up, we are going to have a situation where they're going to have 5G toxic network destroy not only birds and insects, which are being died from electro pollution now. The bird population in North America is reduced by 30 to 40% just the last 15 years. Do you know that? That's quantitated by scientists and epidemiologists and environmentalists. Insects are dying everywhere. If you're a motorcyclist, you drive along, you used to get a mouthful of insects. No more mouthful. Where the hell are they? They're dead. Do you know that Einstein quoted that? He said, when the bees die, called the colony collapse disorder. Now, there's a number of things, neonicotinoid, pesticides, and so on, but the biggest cause of death of insects is destroying the magnetite navigation system in their brain with torsion field distortions caused by electro pollution from Gwen Towers, smart grid, toxic EMP, which causes toxic mineral resonance, destroys your enzyme induction and your ability to navigate, because insects can actually see the torsion field of the Earth, which is the magnetosphere of the Earth, and they actually navigate on that in the position of the sun. That's how they actually fly back to the hive. You disrupt that, they go back, they can't find the hive, they die, and you have no honey. Okay? So people say they get what I call Beheimer's disease. So we wonder why our society with the IQ is dropping and people are becoming unfertile. It's by design, people. Just like the torsion, like the forced vaccine maniacs are even on Fox News, smiling Indian ladies saying, you know, you should have your vaccines. It's giving herd immunity. These people are idiots, because if you just express the fact that there's no such thing as herd immunity, it's foolishness. If your vaccine gives you total protection and you can validate, which nobody, by the way, has ever done for an animal or human vaccine to create not only antibodies, but the ability to kill the stealth pathogens to measure the viral load of an inoculum to actually cause an infection. No one's ever done it on any vaccine on humans or animals ever in history. Did you know that? And these morons still push the vaccines. But we have antipathogenics. You simply take our Nutrisilver and other antipathogenics like Nutridyne. Nothing can infect you. Period. Nothing. But they don't want that. They want to vaccinate the hell out of kids. And now, here in Northern California, they're forcing kids to be vaccinated, right? So I want people to kind of grasp this. So when I'm pushing you to ask these questions, I want you to know that there are people. People like me show up at the end of history, just like you showed up at the time of Israel's destruction when there were slaves in Egypt, to take you out of slavery. Right now, most Christians just support Trump carte blanche. I support him, but I need to talk to the man, because believe me, he is dangerous right now. I don't care if he gets seriously sick in March, like one of these psychics said on Coast to Coast. I want you to know what Trump's already done is set up a trajectory of a culture that's going to lead us right over the edge to have the mark of the beast. You don't believe me? It's not coming from Brussels or Russia. I can tell you exactly where it's coming from. Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base. I was their doctor. I know everything about it. Not just a little teeny bit. I know everything from the Promise software to how the supercomputers operate. So I want you to ask the toughest questions you would ask when you knew the man answering it had God on speed dial. Go ahead.
Okay. The next question.
This is a big challenge. I want people to understand this. People say, well, you're just arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm desperate. God has had to resurrect me multiple times from near death. Four, to speak of, since I was born. And I'm going to be 68 next month. I'm frightened, not for myself, because I'm not frightened to go home to be with the Lord. I'm frightened for my children, my grandchildren. I'm frightened for the people of Earth that are living in a dream. They choose one thing or another. They choose Bernie Sanders Claus. He's going to save us with communism. I choose Donald Trump because he's MAGA in a MAGA hat. I choose my religion that teaches me XYZ, which is total garbage, because it makes me have hell insurance. People don't get it, do they?
Well, concerning Trump, okay, terms of what I learned yesterday, was that our president, now he's always referred to his lack of understanding in terms of the military as as, what was it, he could not serve and did not have to serve because he had bone spurs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you had a source on that, didn't you? What did they find?
My source was somebody that programmed the smart side of
right,
drugs.
Right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Dang.
We're still on the bumper, right?
That's what I call a dang statement. How's that?
Okay.
Dang. So, back in a moment, we got Greg Ford. Greg, you mentioned a couple things that I knew that are little factoids off on the side. One is I knew that Saddam Hussein received U.S. money, Federal Reserve plates for printing money in Iraq, and he did. In fact, when you were there in, the early 2000s? They were still printing money. Yeah, they were still printing money in Iraq. And by the way, Saddam would do anything, bend over backwards, or, you know, do anything, probably become a male prostitute for the politicians here. And they rejected it. Now, the thing is, they disappeared him. I guarantee you, it's very probable, not guaranteed, that the man is getting a hot rock massage in Indonesia and has had plastic surgery to change his identity. He was a CIA agent brought in 1958 by George Bush Sr. in the Ba'ath Party in Baghdad and recruited to be their our operative extension, the same way as Tim Osman, who was the head of the Taliban and built the largest military airport, what's it called, King Khalid Airport. King Khalid, yeah. Which is, by the way, do you know how much it costs to build that damn airport? I know, because I had my contacts tell me. I thought, no.
Astronomical.
$55 billion. Woo! They had to build a mammoth in the middle of nowhere. God knows how they got water. They managed to drill for it. But they built this giant airport out there for the military and for the Saudi Arabia out in the freaking middle of the desert, 100 miles from, because they didn't want it right beside the city. No, not a good idea. So they built it, and they didn't care the cost. Oh, well, $55 billion, so what? Let's just, you know, pocket change for the Saudis, right? Oh, gee. Crazy, hey?
Now, this morning, as I said, my book was the first time that they'd seen, both these intelligence officers had just finished my book and said, fantastic, but it's amazing that I managed to get that information out into print form. So when people read my book, they are reading.
Yeah, they
got to
read your book. I mean, it's required reading. In 2020, if you want to know where a lot of the gray and white swans are, in this last segment, I wanted to expand on that, because you mentioned a bunch of factoids over the last, you know, couple of weeks and months that we've done video, and we did a lot. I mean, even over the holiday, we did a bunch of videos, a couple hours. In fact, if I look at my little list of videos I have here that we've just done recently, we did a hour and 55 minute 36 second video. That was just like a couple of days ago, like New Year's Day. We did one here just to, you know, before that, 2 hours and 19 minutes, and just a couple of days before that, and then another 49 minute and 20 second video. I mean, whoa! I mean, we're talking a lot, and people need to start grasping. If you just listen to the dialogue back and forth, you realize bump, bump, back and forth, and then it integrates with Susan Lindauer. Barbara Honegger will be on the 10th, I believe she's coming on the 10th as our guest. She's on the 9th. She's on the 9th. You need to start kind of grasping. You're not going to hear these connect the dots facts on Coast to Coast Radio, Genesis Network, Republic Radio, or some of the other sort of pseudo informational network, by, you know, because they want to spin things. I don't want to spin anything. I don't have all the answers, but I have the really good questions. And if you got really good questions, you start to connect things, right? So tell us more. What kind of gray and black swan events do you think will happen in the next, say, during this
okay.
decade?
So well, as I was told this morning, first time, was that because of those currency pressure plates,
right?
The currency pressure plates that were delivered via our CIA,
right?
And George H.W. Bush Sr., of course,
right,
to Saddam Hussein. At least $1 trillion was printed up.
Right, right.
And of course, there's something called the money packet runs to Cyprus.
Right.
Okay? Which are in my book. All right? And that money was printed up.
By the way, this is probably a lot of that money that Susan Lindauer was talking about that disappeared. It was $22 trillion, because the fact that we have a debt in America is obscene. You know, it really is obscene. When you look at a country that's invented everything that the 21st century is, for us to be in debt is ridiculous. And then not have everybody get health care, preventive care, a decent place to live, and decent food that's non-toxic, it's ridiculous. In a country like us, and we're not talking about socialism, we're talking about affordability, reasonableness, non-toxicness. How's that? This could be done without turning us into a social nanny state by a bunch of control freaks that think they know better than people like Deagle. Damn it, they're not going to know better than Deagle, okay? Sorry, your doctors, public health officials, will give you toxic water and say it's potable, and you drink it and it contains doping agents, birth control pill, toxic industrial waste, and so on, and radiotoxins. I'm sorry to tell you, I can prove it. Oh, Dr. Deagle, you can't do it. I said, well, let me give you a water sample, and we'll do a high-pressure chromatography nuclear spectroscopy, and I can tell you exactly what crap is in it and how dangerous it is for your health. People want to say, well, I'd like to disagree with you. I said, that's a really suicidal idea. How about you just accept the fact that if you do are curious and you're rich, I'll do the damn test. I had a guy a few years ago. He said, well, I've got a new well. I think my water, I don't know if my water's making me sick. I said, okay, let's test it. He said, oh, I'm sure it's clean. It's well water. He lived up in New England. I said, let's test it. I'll bet, just like up in Boulder, my buddy's got high levels of radon daughters. I'll bet, just like up in Boulder, they get tons of radioisotopes because there's uranium in the water there. No, Deagle. Guess what? A few weeks later, the uranium and other radioisotopes in there, like thorium, was so freaking high, it was ridiculous. I said, you know what? If you let's have a... Yeah, well, I got him a pure water system, which will take everything out, which, by the way, other water systems like the Berkey and Culligan from your plumber will not. But people don't understand. You know what I find? I don't think I know everything. I just have the best questions, and I can't. My brain is like one of those brains that says, warning, warning, Will Robinson, I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. If somebody tells me an idea, even when I was a little child, that disagreed with something else I knew was really true, I confronted the adult, and it pissed them off. Excuse my English. It ticked them off. And it ticked them off to the point where I remember nuns strapping me and telling me, yelling at me and everything, even in medical school. Dr. Deagle, you're embarrassing the professor, asking too many tough questions. I was thinking, I want them to know because I want to know if they know their specialty in their area they're teaching us. See, they want us to just, I call mega university, absorb, digest, and regurgitate and defecate out the same intellectual garbage they had in their head. I don't want that. I want answers. And I don't see it happening. Our society is dying for lack of wisdom. And guess what? You and I are bringers of wisdom. Your book, Midnight in Sabar, is a giant chunk of intellectual and spiritual manna to say, if you don't read this damn book, you're going to suffer the effects of not knowing what's in it. Right?
Absolutely. And it should
You'll have a bigger event than 9/11. You'll have all the other horrifying things happen. Right?
Okay. Reading my book should leave everybody breathless for number two book, which will be out next year.
Right.
Okay, Copper Green, all right? But the thing is, as I was starting to say, is that I didn't realize this till this morning, till I got that call, all right, that the embassy in Iraq, which is located in the green zone, okay?
And
everyone knows where the green zone is, that is our political zone that we completely operated.
You know,
it was the only green place in all of Iraq, put it that way.
Do you know that the largest embassy in the world is in Iraq?
It's the largest
embassy building and complex by the United States in the entire world by a large margin is the giant embassy built by America in Iraq.
Yes, and as I found out this morning, I didn't realize this. Even though I've been there, I didn't realize that What you see on the ground in Baghdad as an embassy, actually everything you see on the surface, it matches completely underground. There's a complete underground city in the green zone, a.k.a. the embassy, U.S. embassy, and it's larger in actual floor space and ground space than the Vatican. Okay.
Whoa.
It's hard to believe, but yes, the embassy in Iraq is bigger than the Vatican. Okay. So what we have here is
And of course the city of Baghdad is a modern name, but actually its ancient name was Babylon, right?
Babylon was Samarra.
Right.
And the ancient
but they're
the
connected.
Ancient city,
yeah, they're connected.
Right, and certainly. But as soon as Saddam Hussein came to power in 1958, that was the first thing he did was move the capital of Samarra, okay, as in midnight in Samarra. He moved the capital, the golden city of Samarra, he moved it to Baghdad.
Right.
And that was...
stop his excavation of all this, spending millions and billions of dollars on an excavation of the ancient city of Babylon. He did more excavations than any other ancient archaeologist in the area for hundreds of years done by Saddam Hussein. right?
Right, exactly. In Samarra, the site of the Spiral Mosque, which I've actually climbed the Spiral Mosque myself,
right.
And that is actually the original site of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Right, wow.
Right. So, and of course, right next to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, or what is today the Spiral Mosque, is the old remnants of the original Garden of Allah. Okay, that's where Islam had their first Khalifa. Okay,
right.
With ISIS, everyone's talking about the Khalifa, the second Khalifa. Okay, well, that's where Genghis Khan, I woke up every morning looking at this place. That's right. Where Genghis Khan actually conquered Persia. And,
right.
and he actually moved, Genghis Khan actually was in the Garden of Allah, and he was so impressed with his achievement that he decided to execute the first Khalifa, okay, the first king of Mesopotamia, okay, in that garden,
right,
and of course the garden people say, well it's some place where you grow some stalks of corn or something. No. That Garden of Allah was actually a large, huge area of about 35, 40 acres, completely walled, but it had the history of the world, its first swimming pool, okay, and actually the engineers had to go several hundred miles to pipe water in across the desert to the Garden of Allah so the Khalifa could have a swimming pool. Okay.
Right.
So that's the difference right there between Baghdad, and which was quite almost entirely a British invention, and Samarra. And of course,
right.
I was operating in Samarra myself with my intelligence team. So
right.
That's why I know most of this. And I was actually able to go to the original sites, like the original site of Nineveh, and see the construction that Saddam Hussein was actually doing before U.S. forces arrived.
Right.
Okay.
Why do you think they're so fascinated with Iraq? And what do you think? Why do you think they're there?
Could you repeat that, please? Could you repeat that last statement, please?
Why do you think they're so fascinated with Iraq? Why are they there and putting even more troops back in? Why are they there?
Well, all I know is in the last 24 hours, we've just now doubled, you know, our troop number to about 50,000, okay, and it was mainly because of that threat to our embassy. But as I just stated, what was in that embassy, all right?
Right.
And it looks like the evidence and the proof was in the fact that there was something going on in terms of, i.e., counterfeit issues,
counterfeit weapons money generation, of mass destruction, right?
Weapons of mass destruction, okay, as in purchase and holding those weapons, and that was going on there in the green zone.
Exactly.
And so that's what it appears, is that the Iranians that are launching this attack on the embassy, and the Iraqis, and the Syrians, I believe the Syrians are there too, they want to find out what is exactly...